Forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A blend of clouds and sun this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 84. Southerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows around 58. Sunny skies tomorrow, 89. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 77.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has chosen a new high-ranking U.S. Drug Enforcement Administrative official to head up the Kansas State Highway Patrol as they replace the retiring superintendent who's facing federal lawsuits over the agency's policing and allegations that he sexually harassed female employees within the agency. This Cake News reports that Kansas Governor Kelly appointed Eric Smith to take over the agency and is set to become the superintendent on July 7th. Smith is a native of Ellsworth, Kansas, and holds a criminal justice degree from Friends University in Wichita and served 9 years with the Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office before joining the DEA. Even with the appointment from the governor, he must also be confirmed by the Kansas Senate in next year's legislative session of 2024 and could potentially face pressure from the Republican-controlled legislature. During the announcement, the governor also thanked Jones for his 45 years in law enforcement service to the state of Kansas. Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
The Kia Summer Sales Event is upon us at Midwest Kia. Each month this summer, we'll announce huge dealer discounts on select models, giving you a chance to trade out your competitive make for a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia. In June, see why the all-new Kia K5 leaves our competitors in the dust. Ready to upgrade your Nissan Altima, Honda Accord, Toyota Camry, or Ford Fusion? Trade it in towards the purchase of any new K5 and get a $2,000 discount. No matter the year, no matter the miles, your competitive trade saves you $2,000 instantly. At Midwest Kia, you'll find inventory in stock and available today. With fair pricing that is never over MSRP and no fine prints and gotcha tricks that require the fast talk disclaimer at the end of this ad. It's a better way to buy that is simple, transparent, and fast. Trade in that old sedan and upgrade to a new 2023 Kia K5 today and get a $2,000 dealer discount only at Midwest Kia. All new Kias come with an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Limited powertrain warranty valid till June 30th.
Law enforcement in Ellsworth County have confirmed that a man from Hutchinson has died after drowning at the Kannapolis State Lake on Saturday. Cake News reports the event happened over the weekend when dispatch was called into the lake after a report of a potential kayak-related drowning, where deputies from the Ellsworth County Sheriff's Office, along with the Kansas Department of Wildlife, Parks, and Tourism, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, the McPherson Fire Department, Swift Water Rescue Team, and the Saline County Sheriff's Office Mounted Patrol and Rescue Squad responded to the area. The body of the man, 47-year-old Brandon Paul Curiel of Hutchinson, Kansas, was recovered from the water and pronounced dead at the scene. The cause of the death is unknown, and the investigation is still ongoing. In other news, a 15-year-old boy has died while riding his dirt bike on Monday evening after crashing into a pickup truck in southwest Kansas. Cake News reports the event happened around 5:15 on Monday evening on US 54 in Meade County when the Kawasaki KX125 motorcycle came out of a field on the south side of K Road and struck a Dodge Ram that was going westbound. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Hail, according to Webster's, is frozen raindrops. Most of us define hail as a four-letter word designed to raise havoc with anything and everything that it comes into contact with, including your crops. You can't prevent the hail from coming, but you sure can minimize the financial loss the hail causes by taking out a crop hail policy. At Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, we offer all the options, such as two-hour binding and wind, so let us design a policy for you.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Nebraska Foster Care System says they are working to try and clean up the system to make it more efficient for children who are going through the process, saying right now, on average, the average child goes through 10 different caseworkers at a time. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that statewide, though mostly focused on through Douglas and Sarpy counties, there are 165 children currently in the foster care system. And according to the Foster Care Review Office, they say the caseworker turnover are one of the many red flags in the system over the last quarter. As an independent state agency that monitors placement and well-being of more than 4,200 children under the court-ordered state care and supervision system, say they are working to break ties with the Kansas-based contractor and looking to privatize the child welfare services. Some of the officials say that one of the biggest issues right now is staffing challenges that persist in the state's largest urban counties, but say there is some positive movement with the number of children in state custody dropping in a three-month period between December and April from 275 to 148. When you're a U.S. veteran or service member, you're 40% more likely to lose money to fraud than civilians. Scam artists use fake veterans charities, service benefit buyout schemes, bogus job scams, the pandemic, and more. That's why AARP's Veterans Fraud Center and Operation Protect Veterans provide for research and advice on the latest scam targeting veterans and military families. Protect yourself and your family. AARP, on a mission to support veterans. Go to aarp.org/vetsfraudcenter today.
When your family works in agriculture, you weather a lot together. Long hours, financial worries, forces you can't control. So when one of you is struggling, you're in it together too. Stress, anxiety, depression, they don't discriminate. And no amount of duct tape or twine will fix things. Do you know someone who's suffering? They can feel better. And you can help. Start today at KansasAgStress.org. That's KansasAgStress.org.
Sponsored by the Kansas Department of Agriculture and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Upcoming elections include a primary in August with the general election in November. Filings in Marshall County. In Marysville, Councilman Todd Fry will challenge Jason Barnes running for a third term as Marysville mayor. For City Council, First Ward, Chris Schrader will challenge incumbent Parker Price in the only contested race, with incumbents Keith Beichman filing for second and Kevin Throm third ward. Sherry Ferris has filed for Ward 4 and Ken Kiekhafer, City Treasurer. A three-way race is set for Blue Rapids Mayor, with incumbent Jerry Zayas challenged by Clayton Reed and David Sane. Two council members will be elected, with Derek DeBoer, William Waters, and Doug Weitzel filed. Vermilion will choose for mayoral candidates Russell Ogg Jr. and James Wolzencroft. Steve Evans and Paul Frazier are filed for council. In Axtell, Alex Cook and Richard Berger are uncontested for three council seats. Rob Olmsted is running for Beatty mayor, with Ryan Haverkamp and Brad Armstrong for council, with five positions open. Four candidates are filed for Frankfort City Council's three positions. They are Eric Brocksterman, Beth Helmricks, Branton Smith, and Lance Jones. No one has filed in Oquito, with a mayor and five council positions open. Bruce Mitchell has filed for re-election as Summerfield mayor, and James Smith, Joy Renz Jr., and Craig Weedy are filed with five open positions. Waterville has three council seats open, with Tony Mann, Colby Hearn, Chuck Tryon, and Cynthia Monarchy filed. There will be three contested races among four school board seats for Marysville, USD 364. Rose Shelburne is the only filing for position one, while Paige Howard will challenge Chance Hartner for position two. Buster Schmitz is running against Jessica Jordan for position three. And incumbent Michelle Reinhardt is challenged by Craig Harries for position four. There are no contested races for USD 380, with James Hagedorn, Jared Flutty, Royce Becker, and Sarah Smith filed. Three of four seats on the Valley Heights USD 498 board will be contested. David Waters is unchallenged for position one, while Corey Ekstrom faces Michael Vermetten for position two. Lucas Repke and Janelle Bigham are filed for position three, and Darren Bigham will take on Scott Torber for position seven. Primary elections in August, with a general election in November. Marshall County Community Band kicked off their summer concert series last week, which continues Thursday evenings at 7 at the Kestrel House Gardens in downtown Marysville. The events are free and open to the public, which are encouraged to bring lawn chairs or blankets. In the case of rain, the program will be moved to the Arts Center in Marysville. Thursday evening performances will continue through mid-July. Anyone interested in participating may attend rehearsals Thursday evenings at 5:30 in the junior-senior high band room. For information, contact Director Meg Baker. The annual Pony Express Reride passes through this area, arriving at the Kansas-Nebraska state line from Sacramento Thursday evening, June 16th, and coming through Marysville at the Pony Express Barn with an exchange around 1:30 a.m. Friday. The ride continues past Guitard Station and Summit en route to St. Joe.
All are invited to the Big Marysville Pep Rally at Landall Lanes Wednesday, 5 p.m., hosted by Marysville Chamber Main Street and sponsored by Landall Company. A mixer event, all are invited to shout out all the great things happening in Marysville, as Marysville Chamber and Main Street is proud to bring back the Ambassador Program. All are welcome to attend the Big Marysville Pep Rally Chamber Maiden Street Mixer event, Wednesday at 5 p.m. at Land All Lanes.
Mary F. Long, age 80, of Frankfort, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Thursday, 2 p.m. at the Winifred Baptist Church. Burial in the Antioch Cemetery, Frankfort. Visitation Wednesday. Family will see friends Wednesday 4 until 8 at the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Mary Long.
Joe Vogelsberg, 60, of Home, passed away Sunday. Visitation will be noon until 5 Thursday at Kinsley Mortuary. Rosary service will be held following at 7 p.m. at St. Malachi's Catholic Church in Beatty. Funeral service will be held 10 a.m. Friday at St. Malachi's Catholic Church, burial to follow at St. Peter's Cemetery in Beatty. A memorial fund has been established and will be designated later. Contributions may be sent in care of Kinsley Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Joe Vogelsberg.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you. Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gifts that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Staying mostly sunny today with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. Staying clear overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. A bit warmer throughout Thursday, mostly sunny with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Before a chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms throughout Thursday night, cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. Showers may continue on and off throughout Friday, mixing with sunshine and our highs in the lower to upper 80s. These showers may continue throughout Friday night as well with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Cooling down as we head into Saturday, another chance for some showers, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the upper 70s and mid 80s. Still a chance for some rain Saturday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Some rain showers possible Sunday, otherwise mostly sunny and warmer with our highs in the mid 80s and lower 90s. And scattered showers possible Sunday night, otherwise clear with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-June 85, record high on this date 106. Average low this time of year 63, record low on this date 41. Sunset this evening at 8:54, sunrise in the morning 6 o'clock.
Hello and thank you for calling. Our operators are busy at the moment. Please hold the line and we will answer you shortly.
Stop the madness! With Blue Valley, there's less time on hold, more time together. Blue Valley Technologies offers reliable internet that works when you need it. And if there's an issue, we have local customer support that will make sure you're back online in no time. Find out more at bluevalley.net.
These are the longest days of the year, dawn to dusk. But every day of the year is a little bit longer than it used to be. We will tell you why next on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits. benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, June 14th, the 165th day of the year. And on this Flag Day, we observe the 246th anniversary of the Stars and Stripes, our national flag. We're experiencing some of the longest days of the year right now as we approach the summer solstice. But if we shift our focus to a macro scale, we can see another lengthening process going on. Millions of years ago, a day on Earth was a mere 23 hours long. And in about 200 million years, it will have grown to 25 hours. That's because Earth's rotation is slowing by about 2 milliseconds per century. Over a millennia or two, that adds up. That means these longest days of the year are the longest in history, even if blinking means you'll miss it. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
When severe storms approach, tune to Kia DY for the latest up-to-date watches and warnings. Stay safe and ahead of the storm with updates from the National Weather Service, WeatherEye, Weather Network, and our local reporters. Severe storm coverage on Kia DY, service of these community sponsors.
When the storm clouds roll in and wind and hail damage your home, call 785-406-0269 for Parrott Construction. Locally owned and operated, the professionals of Parrott Construction can repair your roof, replace your windows, install new seamless guttering, put new siding on, or provide a roll-off dumpster for cleanup. Trust Parrott Construction to get your home looking beautiful again. Call 785-406-0269 or visit Hometown Lumber today.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
From the ground up, Midwest Products Hanover can assist with concrete drives, parking, walks, entries, foundations, and support walls. Quality people help produce quality products, and you can rely on their crews for a job done right. Concrete plants at Hanover, Washington, and Clay Center. Midwest Products also haul rock, sand, and gravel. They have a crane for rent and can assist with site preparation. Start your next job with a call for a quote today from Midwest Products at Hanover.
Stay safe this storm season. Tune KNDY FM 95.5, KNDY AM 1570, FM 94.1, and KNDYRadio.com.
Get your boots ready and let's get rowdy. June 17th is Red Dirt Saturday at A&H Farm featuring Brandon Davis. Join us for a day of fundraising and awareness as 7 bands bring the beat to A&H Farm June 17th. This family-friendly event will be come and go, but you won't want to miss a moment. Drinks and concessions will be available for purchase on-site, and 100% of the tips will be donated to our local Big Brothers and Big Sisters. See you at Red Dirt Saturday, June 17th at A&H Farm. Thank you to some of our local sponsors, Glavin Ford, Care Travel, Downtown Dental, and K-State Credit Union.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Doug Downs. It'll be another series loss for the Kansas City Royals, and they dropped their 8th in a row with a 5-4 loss last night to the Cincinnati Reds. Those two teams will wrap up that series tonight. It wasn't much of a Game 5 in the NHL's Stanley Cup. The Vegas Golden Knights pretty much dominated the Panthers all night long. The Golden Knights get a 9-3 win to take home the Stanley Cup. Former Kansas Jayhawk and Wichita native Grady Dick will be one of 10 prospects to join the green room in the NBA draft, which takes place next Thursday, June 22nd. Grady Dick is projected to be a top 10 pick in this year's NBA draft. Speaking of former Kansas Jayhawks, Christian Brown is one of a select few to win back-to-back championships. Brown won the national championship at KU his junior year, then declared for the NBA draft. Brown was part of the Denver Nuggets, played 24 minutes the other night. Brown also won a state championship at his high school.
Hi, it's Andy Hoosier with your Mid-America Network News. Stay tuned into your radio station all day long right here as we cover the latest breaking news across the state of Kansas. From breaking news in Topeka, announcements from different state agencies, business initiatives from your local communities, plus your latest crime, weather, and traffic reports across the state. If it's happening in Kansas, we'll let you know about it as it happens. It's your latest news across the state of Kansas with the Mid-America Network News, and it's all right here.
It's Toppers Plus Truck Accessories 25th Anniversary Event, June 16th and 17th. Visit our new 20,000 square feet location at 333 Northwest Street. Anniversary specials, register to win prizes and giveaways. Friday night, car show and barbecue 4 to 8 p.m. Saturday, food trucks, bouncy houses, overlanding, vendor expo, and concert featuring the Dirty Gentlemen. Toppers Plus 25th Anniversary, Friday, June 16th and Saturday, June 17th. 333 Northwest Street or toppersplusks.com.
Make the job work for you!
In a recent interview, Kansas City Chiefs Travis Kelce, who has played 10 NFL seasons and will turn 35 years old in October, says he's planning on playing the game till the wheels fall off. He said, I love this game. I know I'm going to miss it when I'm done playing. And right now, I am with the Chiefs wanting to win football games. In 2013, the Wichita State Shocker basketball team made it to the Final Four. That team included Fred Van Vliet, who is currently in the NBA, and Ron Baker, as well as other members of the 2013 Final Four team. They will celebrate their 10-year anniversary next month. Wichita State's NIL Collective Armchair Strategies announced details Tuesday around a celebration, which is scheduled for 6 p.m. July 22nd. The reunion will feature autograph sessions, photo opportunities, auction items, and more. Tickets are available for purchase at armchairstrategies.com/Final Four Reunion. And if you want to check out some professional golf this week, the Corn Ferry Tour is underway at Crestview Country Club. First round play starts tomorrow. Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
American Senior Legion Post 163 Marysville baseball team defeated Wymore last evening 15-14, bringing their season win total now to 5-10. A doubleheader Friday versus Clifton is on the docket at home before a Sunday matchup with Doniphan County at home as well. Full schedule can be found on the KNUI radio website.
Cover those hot, sunny spots in the landscape with a ground-cover juniper. Once established, these rugged evergreen plants thrive in hot, dry, sunny locations. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Plant in well-drained soil. Clear the weeds prior to planting and mulch to help conserve moisture and suppress weeds. Regular weeding of new plantings will help reduce the risk of future weed infestations. Water thoroughly as needed the first year to encourage deep, drought-tolerant roots. Check out some of the newer varieties like Jazzy Jewel Creeping and Burly Blue Rocky Mountain Junipers. Jazzy Jewel has bright green foliage with splashes of gold during the warmer months of the year. It grows 2 feet tall and 6 feet wide. Combine it with other shrubs and perennials or cover those hard-to-mow slopes. Burly Blue maintains its blue-green foliage all year round. Use it to control erosion on hillsides or around taller plants. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
The Spanish were the first Europeans to arrive here. Then the French ruled the island, followed by the Danes. Finally, the Americans purchased it in 1916. This remarkable history is not a thing of the past, for here, the vibrantly colored buildings are an important part of today. It's next on the American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Why do you listen?
Anytime I'm talking to a friend about new music and I don't know what it is, it's probably because they were listening to radio and I wasn't.
I'm nosy. I like to know what's going on, and radio usually is right there telling me what and when is going on and where it's going on.
Oh, listen in the barn, skid loader, tractor, then just about anywhere you can.
When you put the lights on the barn, the radio went on.
Why do you listen? Go to whyilisten.com, tell us why you listen, and you have a chance to win $500. Visit whyilisten.com today.
David Goldstein lives in the largest city on the island of St. Croix.
In comparison to our great cities of today, it seems quite small and puny.
Yet that city of Kristianstad was and still is a city that intrigues visitors from around the world.
Kristianstad was the height of civility. It was a civilized, planned community. It was under extremely tight control. Everything was controlled down to a T by the Danish government. And it was a highly civilized and cosmopolitan world where people were coming from all over the world to just be here on this island.
This was and continues to be an important city in the Caribbean.
It was the seat of power for the Danish enterprise here in their colony. It then became the seat of power for the United States Navy, and then was the seat of power and currently the shared seat of power for the territory of the U.S. Virgin Islands.
The Danes owned St. Croix from 1733 to 1916 when it was sold to the U.S. Much remains from the days of Danish control. Many of the oldest and most historic buildings are part of Kristianstad National Historic Site.
We comprise six buildings. It's a well-preserved 18th century fort. We have an 1830s customs house. We have the 1749 Guinea and West India Company warehouse, which was the nerve center for the Danish slave trade and sugar trade.
It's truly a remarkable city, a Danish city, now American, sharing the stories of centuries through its many historic sites. Traveling the countryside in Kristianstad, St. Croix, I'm Andrew McCray.
Work hard to keep the herds healthy, and sometimes it's difficult to tell if animals are sick. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Trust and observation are keys to detecting illness as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
You can tell when family members are sick, even if they say they feel fine. They just don't behave right. Well, animals aren't much different. Dee Griffin is with the University of Nebraska's Great Plains Veterinary Educational Center. He says when cattle feel ill, they are genetically programmed to do everything they can to not look sick. In the food chain, if an animal looks sick, predators consider it easy prey. Griffin says to get to know your cattle when they're calves, spend some time with them so they trust you and not hide.
Kneel down. When you kneel down, you change your physical presence. So those calves will come up and try to sniff at you. Move slow, avoid loud noises, those kinds of things. And spend enough time with them that when you step in the pen, they don't spook and all run to the back. Such that when you walk in the pen, they'll look at you with those eyes about, I don't feel good today. Can you help me?
Griffin says cattle will look depressed, hold their heads down, and not eat much. Their appetite usually goes down before their temperatures go up. Griffin advises cattle owners to keep a stethoscope handy. He says you can see animals breathe, but listening to the air move inside them helps you determine if you're dealing with a respiratory illness.
When they're breathing fast, it may be because they have pneumonia, or it may be that they're just excited. And if they're breathing really fast, you hear the air a little bit louder. But if they have inflammation, when the blood moves into their lungs, as the airways change, that air turbulence becomes much louder, almost like you're trying to whistle.
The longer it takes to get them treated, the greater the complications. Allow plenty of time each day to check on your cattle, so when you see a change in behavior, you can take action. Find more tips for detecting sick cattle at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
KNDY.
Thank you.
When I go on vacation, it is easy to find myself throwing items in my suitcase without much thought. Lots of shoes and sweaters and just-in-case items. But once I start walking through airports and hauling luggage around town to my destination, I start to wish I'd been a little more disciplined in my packing. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. The same can be true with money, and debt can start to feel like that luggage that you have to haul around everywhere. When we take on debt, we're borrowing from our future selves. And while debt can be useful when managed responsibly, interest rates and overspending can trap us in a never-ending cycle. With some smart debt management, we can ease the burden and have more resources for the things that matter most. It all starts with creating a budget to pay off debt consistently and on a regular basis. Consider paying off high-interest debt first, and then try to avoid new debt whenever possible. You can reduce your stress and be a better steward of the resources God has given you.
Research shows people ignore radio ads. While I want you to remember that Liberty Mutual customizes and saves you hundreds on home insurance, I know no one's listening, so I can say anything. I can even tell Jenny that I never stop thinking about us. Sometimes I almost call, but I only truly feel safe revealing this in the privacy of my nationally broadcast radio ad.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com. Savings may vary, underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, excludes Massachusetts.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Turn your home into restricted airspace. Tell incoming flights you want them diverted. The new Raid Essentials light trap plugs into the wall and uses light to attract, then trap flying insects like fruit flies and mosquitoes. Its 24/7 continuous attraction provides insecticide-free protection that's people and pet friendly. Consider air service interrupted. New Raid Essentials light trap, insecticide-free protection.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
What farmers say they want most in the next farm bill. That's next on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly. O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm, Ag Leader It. Ag Leader offers the complete package of year-round precision farming tools to help you steer it, plant it, apply it, harvest it, and manage it more efficiently and profitably. For every farm and every field activity, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information.
When Purdue University did its monthly Ag Barometer survey in May, farmers were asked what's most important to them to have in a farm bill. That's a good question, given that the current federal farm bill needs to be replaced this fall. Purdue Ag economist Michael Langemeyer says crop insurance is the top priority.
Certainly when you talk to farmers and you're looking at an either or in terms of safety net, they say crop insurance is a really good safety net.
Langemeyer's colleague, Jim Mintert, agrees.
Our results continue to support that idea, with almost half the people in the survey saying that's the most important aspect of the farm bill to them.
Second most important to the farmers surveyed, the commodity title in the farm bill. Though fewer respondents thought so in May versus April. Langemeyer's reaction to that.
We haven't had very good payments the last 2 or 3 years, but historically that's been a pretty good source of funds for farmers, and so that's a little surprising.
And Mintert's take.
Maybe it's not top of mind because we haven't had to rely on that as a part of the safety net in recent years, but clearly going forward it could be an important consideration.
I've posted links on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com if you'd like to hear more results from the Purdue Ag Barometer. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Washington County Rodeo celebrates 50 years, so come join them June 16th and 17th at the Washington County Fairgrounds. Gates open at 5 p.m. Rodeo gets underway at 7:30 each night, with cowboys and cowgirls competing in different rodeo events, including ranch bronc riding. Enjoy the beer garden, dancing, music, and vendor fair. Plus, business steer wrestling on Saturday night and button busting for 3 to 7-year-olds both nights. Get details on the Washington County Rodeo Kansas Facebook page.
Here's a look at your ag news for this Wednesday, June the 14th. I'm Jeff Aiken for the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, the U.S. Department of Ag is offering $714 million in grants and loans to connect thousands of rural Americans to affordable high-speed internet. The funds will benefit projects that connect residents, farmers, and business owners in 19 states to reliable broadband. Mitchell Andrew, White House Infrastructure Coordinator, says broadband in rural America is a key part of the national infrastructure.
Through the bipartisan infrastructure law, we're making unprecedented investments in our roads and our bridges, our airports, our ports, and perhaps most notably, and one of the most important investments, is we're making a $65 billion investment in America's high-speed internet infrastructure. Access to the internet is no longer a luxury. It's obviously a necessity to fully participate in today's society. You see, access to knowledge is the great equalizer, and the president wants to make sure that everyone has access to opportunity. And of course, with these investments, they want to level the playing field.
Better broadband across rural America means more opportunities that would otherwise not be available.
For all Americans, the internet is an essential tool to access education, healthcare, and jobs. Too many are left without high-speed internet because of access, cost, or lack of skills. In rural America, high-speed internet can connect people to opportunities that are miles or even states away. High-speed internet makes rural communities healthier, more vibrant places to live, learn, and to work. Rural Americans actually live further from healthcare facilities, making access to telehealth even more important.
Farmers will also benefit directly from better broadband access.
In agricultural communities, high-speed internet can transform farming practices, enabling farmers to use more sustainable, data-driven approaches to precision agriculture. Farmers need fast, reliable service that allows them to send data up as fast as they receive it.
And let's look at your ag news.
It starts with you. You reach out to Cake News because you need someone who is on your side, someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell is disgusting.
Well, the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. Cake News, always on your side.
Netflix series star Tyler Henry, the Hollywood medium, is bringing his live show, An Evening of Hope and Healing, to you. Plus, live readings along with an audience Q&A. He has sold out venues across North America. Tyler Henry, the Hollywood medium. Saturday, July 1st at First Council Casino. Get tickets now at 7clans.com or 866-966-1777. Another breath of fresh air from Inner Visions.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a new and improved mobile banking app for your smartphone. Simply search UBT Mobile in the App Store and download. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Livestock producers generate medical waste when they treat their animals. Proper disposal makes sure you don't hurt yourself or the environment. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today. Get the latest.
latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for Today's News from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for Today's News, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to Today's News from Successful Farming.
Occasionally need vaccines, ointments, and other medications to keep them healthy. Many livestock owners will administer these themselves, and that leads to medical waste around the farm that needs to be properly disposed of so nobody gets hurt. Larry Hawkins is a veterinarian with Bayer Healthcare. He says the biggest hazard is the scalpel blades and syringe needles. To avoid injuring yourself or others, they should carefully be discarded into what's called a sharps container.
Sharps containers often have tools on the top of them to cut a needle off or a different tool to detach a needle from a syringe. And the point is, if you use these sharps containers, you don't need to recap the needle. Most injuries that happen to the person given the injections occur when that person is trying to put the cap back on the needle and they miss and stick themselves.
Empty or partially empty drug containers should be handled properly to reduce the risk of environmental contamination. Some items can be flushed in the toilet. Others have more stringent requirements.
There are regulations concerning the disposal of sharps and the containers of chemicals or pharmaceuticals. So read the label and follow the directions for a specific product. Often pesticide containers can't go to a sanitary landfill without the landfill's knowledge that they're coming.
Medical waste, such as bandages and gloves, can be put into a leak-proof bag and then tossed in with the rest of your trash. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about disposing farm medical waste at agriculture.com.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply carry Nutrina and ADM feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. They also now stock Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday 8 to 5, open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, let them know, they'll try to find it. Stop by and see After Hours Feed Supply, now stocking Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9, or give them a call at 363-7344.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. All right, here's what we're looking at right now. You've got corn for July at 610 and a quarter. That's down 2.5 right now. September corn, 545 and three quarters. That's down a quarter. Kansas City wheat for July, 787 and a quarter, down 4.5. Kansas City wheat for September, 783.5. That's down 6.75. Oats for July, 387.5. That's up 10.5. September oats at 388. That's up 9.5. Soybeans for July, currently $13.92 and a quarter. That's down 7.25. Soybeans for August, $13.24 and a quarter, up 2.5. Looking at cotton for July, $81.92 is your current price. Now that's down 80 cents right now. October cotton, not much better, down $1.24 at $82 even. Live cattle for June, down $2.25 at $177.40. August live cattle, 171 even, and that's down $2.92.5. Feeder cattle for August, 236.75. That's down $4.37.5. My goodness. Feeder cattle for September, 239.40. That's down $4. Taking a look at gold on this Wednesday. Gold for June, 1956.60. Now that's up $12 right now. August gold at 1968.90. That's up $10.20. Silver for July, $24.10. That's up 28 cents. And silver for September, $24.32. And that's up 28 cents currently. Wall Street right now, the Dow is down 162. S&P up 5. NASDAQ up 21. That's a look at your market information. I'm Jeff Aiken.
You know, farmers, top yields come from quality seed. And if you raise corn, soybeans, sorghum, wheat, or cover crops, they've got all your needs at Kaufman Seed Company, Yoder, Kansas. You sorghum farmers, check this out.
Need feed? Check out Candy Grass 2, a BMR6 sorghum Sudan grass that's highly palatable, has low water requirements, and tastes great. Just ask the cows.
This is Dustin at Kaufman Seeds. Give us a call for all your seed needs. Call 800-634-2836. Kaufman Seeds.
Working in agriculture, you face challenges every day. It's who you are. But those challenges, they can take a toll. Stress, anxiety, depression. It may be hard to talk about, but how you feel is worse. And just like in your operation, ignored problems will only get worse. You take care of so much. Take care of you, too. Start today at KansasAgStress.org. That's KansasAgStress.org.
Sponsored by the Kansas Department of Agriculture and aired in cooperation with the...
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. With the upcoming 2023 Farm Bill, K-State Agricultural Policy Specialist Jenny Ift discusses the time before the first Farm Bill. She explains how farmers' positive times in agriculture in the early 1900s transitioned to more difficult circumstances.
Well, if you go to the period before World War I, it was pretty good. So there's something called the Golden Age of Agriculture, and that usually gets defined as 1909 to 1914. Everybody was doing pretty well during that time. Usually when there's some type of global conflict, demand increases as well. Prices tend to increase. So farmers were doing pretty well before. So really, there was no roaring 20s for agriculture. It came a decade earlier, and then you shifted to the 1920s. Prices declined, but production was still high. It's still, in agriculture, we produce commodities. There's ebbs and flows in prices. So by the 1920s, while the general economy was fine, producers were starting to see lower prices and suffer.
The government used to not provide social safety net programs. However, that changed with the Baby Farm Bill, as Ift refers to it.
If you go back to before the Great Depression, the prevailing belief of government or in society was that government didn't have a role in safety net. So government, they were developing legal institutions to support markets and other things, but that government, there was no social safety net programs, there was no food assistance. There was no support for the income of farm families. That was just the sort of the prevailing belief that government didn't have a role in that, that private institutions should do it. And so it's not that everybody felt that way. Although at that time, especially during the 1920s, when farmers were struggling, there was ideas that were starting to be pushed forward to what ended up happening. And in 1929, there was a sort of small farm bill, baby farm bill, I like to call it, that allocated a small amount of money towards that.
Decreased availability to exports made the already difficult situation for producers more straining.
Agriculture really got hurt by this. There's something called the Smoot-Hawley Act in 1930. And this was legislation that imposed tariffs. It was protectionist. It decreased trade. And that led to a decline in agricultural exports. So this lack of access to export markets further depressed prices for crops and livestock at a time when, again, everybody was already suffering.
That was K-State Agricultural Policy Specialist Jenny Ift reviewing the time before the first Farm Bill. As life became more difficult for farmers, the government's perspective on social safety nets shifted. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
country music since before country music was cool. We're 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY, and K231AX, Marysville.